don't know me, my name is Jessica, and I'm super excited to share a little bit about my journey for the last 2.5 years with you guys tonight. It started a lot longer ago than that, but that's kind of where, like, everything changed for me. So back up just a little bit more, just a quick little back history. So growing up, I always battled a little bit with my weight. I was always the heavier of my sister and I. I was always thicker. I was always kind of the one that was a little bit more insecure. And I learned at a very young age how to be healthy and how to lose the weight in a good way by eating clean and doing all the things that, you know, working out and counting calories and keeping track. And so at 16 years old, I believe I was 16, right, in between 16 and 17, I successfully lost 35 pounds with my mom and felt amazing. And for the next decade was able to maintain that pretty much within 5 pounds. Like, we all fluctuate, right? And so I really had a good understanding, I thought, of health and, you know, just maintaining and feeling good in that way and activity wise and everything else. So fast forward to about 27, my husband and I decided to start thinking about having a family. And very quickly we learned that wasn't going to be the easiest thing for us because for whatever reason, my body was just not cooperating. I would get pregnant just to miscarry, and that happened 4 consecutive times. And every single time that I would get pregnant and miscarry, I would gain 10 to 15 pounds to really struggle and battle and not be able to get that 10 to 15 pounds off again. It was a pretty vicious cycle for me, for us. And we found very quickly that it was something that was just going to be a little bit more of a challenge than we anticipated. So fast forward, I was 40 pounds overweight when I found out I was pregnant with my now 5-year-old, and he's amazing. Or sorry, he's not even 5 yet. He's almost 5. He's 4.5. It was the most exciting. He's amazing. He's perfect. He was funny story. He was born Christmas morning. It was a really good reminder that I'm not in charge, and that's okay. So when we left the hospital with him, I was 100 pounds overweight and, like, very uncomfortable in my own skin. I am a hairdresser by trade, and so I stand behind the chair all day. And standing behind the chair with my arms in the air, on my feet, it was very painful. I decided right away, you know, after the 6 weeks when they give you, like, the clearance, like, okay, I'm going to really get this weight off now. I'm going to feel like me again and just be back to feeling amazing. Well, no matter what I did, nothing would shift. Nothing would change. I could not get my body to cooperate in that way at all. I could count every single calorie. I would work out until I was blue in the face. I just was not having success. I had all of these reasons in my head to tell myself, you know, this is why. And so I got through that first year. I weaned him from nursing, and I was like, okay, now it's time. I can do this. And I know that was the reason that it was holding me back. You know, hormonal, whatever. And I learned I was pregnant with my second baby. So excited, completely freaked out, right? 100 pounds overweight, starting a pregnancy is a little tough. My pregnancies were very rough. I was sick for 9 months, and I wouldn't have traded any of it for anything because I would have done anything to get those babies here. But the challenge was very, it was intense. And so I went on to have our second. He will be 3 at the end of this month, September 30th. And when I left the hospital, the same thing. I'm one of those people who I'm pretty determined, and I don't give up. I don't give in. And so left the hospital just gung-ho, like, I'm gonna, you know, get to that 6 weeks when I'm in the clear, and I'm going to just give it all I got, and that's it. I'm going to feel good again. And in the process, I was researching and I found some programs that I was going to try. And so, no matter what I did, again, experienced the same letdown, the same disappointment, the same frustration. So I always talk about, I tried everything, and truly under the sun, I tried everything short of, surgeries or anything like that, to try to make that happen where my body would respond to anything at all. So right about that time, I decided it was time to, get in and just get checked to see what was holding me back from being able to have success when I was giving it all that I had. I was doing everything, quote unquote, right. I was working out really hard. I was following a program that all these other people were, having success in, and I was just stuck, for lack of better words. I started to spiral down a not so fun, not so awesome, experience of just yuck. I didn't want to leave my house. I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't feel confident. I didn't want to see people. And if you can't tell and you haven't gotten to know me yet, I love people. People are my, I'm inspired by people, and my energy comes from people, and I'm like a lot of the things, if you've seen me on social media, I love people's goals, and I love watching people achieve. It just lights this fire that makes me want to do more, to give more, to be more. And that piece of me was suffocating. And so as I'm on my way to the doctor to hope and pray that there's something wrong, that I could get an answer, right? And it was one of those moments in life that are like a defining moment where you're like, wow, here I am. I think I was 33, 32 or 33 at the time, and this epiphany hit me that I have these two beautiful, perfect baby boys, an awesome husband, an amazing life, and I'm driving to the doctor hoping that something is wrong with me. Sorry. I don't ever want anyone to have to experience something like that, because that's not a place that you want to be, right? You want the news that everything's great, that you're healthy, that you're everything's awesome. But I was so desperate for answers of why that I couldn't get myself to that place. So everything turned out to be good within the normal range. I was advised to just do Weight Watchers, and I left there very hopeless. I was very hopeless for anything better. I was hopeless that this is the best that I now got to experience. And I talked myself into the fact that it was worth every single, and I mean from the bottom of my heart, I would have lived that way for the rest of my life to have my boys. There was nothing that would make me wish that that wasn't the case. But in the back of my mind, this tiny little piece of hope that was being suffocated just told me that there's got to be better, there's got to be more. You don't have to settle in life. There's what you can find, you can achieve, you can do more. There's got to be answers. But I truly had no idea what that could or would look like, because everything I knew failed me. Everything I knew told me I was fine. So I just decided, and I reminded myself that, in life things come up, and if something happens to come up, I just needed to stay open-minded with the possibility that maybe there's something I don't know, maybe there's something different, maybe there's something that will be cutting edge, or some breakthrough that can help me, or maybe it's just time and I just don't quit and I don't give up, and some kind of success will happen. It's been a very eye-opening, humbling process to get to know hundreds, if not thousands, of people in the last year and a half since I started sharing my journey that experience very, very, very similar feelings. When you're in that space, you feel like you're the only one, because truly what you see and what you're feeling is everybody around you achieving success. Everybody around you is putting in the same or less work and getting more from it. But what I've now found is that's very untrue. There's a lot of people that are in the exact same position that just don't know where to go. They don't know how to change. They don't know what they're doing wrong, and they're staying stuck. And so right around that same time, a friend of mine, a client of mine, came in and handed me a little packet of white powder and said, "Hey, Jess, if we drink this, we're going to lose weight." And she was in a very similar situation. She had just had her second boy, and we both were very, very, very heavy, very uncomfortable, very frustrated. We'd been friends for a long time. And so I laughed out loud at the thought that drinking something, how could something so simple change us? Like, I've tried extreme things. Like, there's no way. A. B. If that's the case, why are we not all drinking it? And C. What is it? And she didn't know any of the answers to that. And then that little voice in my head said, remember that you're going to stay open-minded, and what if? And I'm kind of that person that my whole life I've been the one running towards the things that most people are probably running away from. I'm the one that sees an opportunity or hears about it and gives it attention when everybody else is, you know, it's too good to be true. So this wasn't necessarily out of my norm, out of my character. And so I took a chance. I took a chance on something with blind faith and hope that something better could exist. So I started drinking Keto OS 2.5 years ago. I took my first drink of Orange Dream. If any of you on this call have you experienced that with me, then you understand why I laugh, because we've come a long ways and now they're delicious, and then they were okay, but a lot of side effects of digestion and things like that were not as awesome as now we have it really good. So what set me up for success is the thing that was holding me back the most, and I'll explain that. I went into drinking ketones with no clue what ketones were, first of all, and no clue that what I had in my hands. The keto diet had not been talked about, the buzz was not out, like it was seriously something so brand new that nobody knew what it was. And I went into it knowing and labeling myself in my head with this limiting belief that I was broken in the fat loss department or weight loss department. So I had zero expectations of fat loss or weight loss. I just desperately needed to feel better. I needed to have just a tiny bit more energy that I could give my boys when I got home, so that I didn't go down that spiraling dark hole of beating yourself up, of wanting these babies so bad and working to support them and feeling so awful and dealing with pain and dealing with being tired, and so you weren't your best self, and so I didn't get down and play with them, and I mean it was not a pretty time in my life. We'll just put it that way. So I started drinking ketones, and for me, getting my body into a state of ketosis, for me and for so many others, I could tell stories all night, was completely the piece that was missing. If those of you on this call are newer and you don't know what ketosis is, that's okay. Ketosis basically is just a better state for optimizing human performance. It's the best form of fuel that our body can run on, our ketones. What it means essentially is that we're burning fat as our main fuel source, which is the most efficient fuel source that we can run on. So we have three different forms of fuel. We have glucose, we have protein, and now we have ketones. A lot of us have heard about the keto diet. Now it's surfaced, it's become a lot more mainstream. My experience with trying the keto diet alone was unsuccessful. I was incapable of producing the amount of ketones to sustain the lifestyle and to keep myself in ketosis, not to mention measuring, counting every single thing is not good for me mentally. I become obsessive, and I obsess over food, and even though I tell myself I had a good relationship with food, I didn't, because it owned me. I couldn't go out to eat because I wouldn't know, like, macros or points or all the different things that I tried to keep track. And you know, when you're obsessing that much, like all you think about is food, you're hungry all the time. So for me, drinking ketones was the missing link, and I call it my magic all the time. And I truly, like, for me, it is magic. Like, I understand the technology, and it's not actually magic. Just, you know, go with me on that. But what the missing link for me was so many things that just connected the dots. I just needed better fuel. So right away, I started to feel the brain fog lift. I started to stop caring so much about what others thought or what I thought others thought of me. Nobody was thinking it. I was thinking it. You're your own worst critic. And like, if we could step back and think about us or somebody saying the things that we say to ourselves to someone that we love, like, I'm pretty sure we would stop that pretty quick, because it's not very nice talk. So my mood was improving. I was more patient. I was less in my own head. I was less tired. I had more energy. I just started to become a better version of myself, and that for me was enough. I started to realize that I had something pretty cool, but I wasn't focused on the fat loss or the transition that way whatsoever. Because still, I had no idea what I was drinking, and I had no idea that it was something so incredible, and I had no idea that I was capable of getting to where I was hoping I could ever get. And so I wasn't paying much attention to that. Now, had I been only paying attention to that portion, we probably would not be on this call today, because it wasn't something that happened overnight. It wasn't something that changed for me overnight. It was a good solid 90 days of drinking ketones and feeling better before my body started to make that shift happen, where I was burning all the fat and I was shrinking and I was making better food choices intentionally without realizing that it was so quote unquote easy, because I had better fuel and the cravings were going away, because I wasn't trying to get quick energy from glucose, so I didn't have the cravings for the sugar. I had no idea, but I just, like I said, my one thing about me is that I am not, like, I don't quit, even sometimes when maybe I should. So as I started to really get into the lifestyle and to understand it more, I started to realize, and the keto buzz started happening. I started hearing people talk about ketones. I started hearing people talk about ketosis and the keto diet. So I started really researching and learning and understanding, and at that point, understanding to the level of what I had in my hands, I was like, man, if this stuff really is what it says that it is, if I double down and really like dive in, this is going to be a game changer for me. And that's when everything started to shift. That's when the big changes started to happen. That's when I started to maximize the benefits beyond what my mental capacity at the time could ever even fathom. And from there, I have been very, very, very blessed to be invited and included in lots of learning and research of understanding at a different level really what we have our hands on. Ketones basically are just a macronutrient. My babies drink them every single day because it puts them into ketosis, which means that their brain's getting that fuel, their brain's getting support that it couldn't get otherwise. Their bodies are functioning at a higher level. They're muscle preserving, burning fat, and like, they're little machines, man. They're incredible, and they're, you know, I can't help but know that giving them better fuel has really helped set them up for long-term success as well. And the people around me that I love that have experienced the same, and it just continues to get better and better and better. And so understanding ketones, ketosis, understanding the diet, the lifestyle, it's just all been such a huge game changer for me. And so a little background about the drinks that I talk about, because there's a lot of different, probably, supplements or whatever you want to call it on the market today, and they're just not the same. So our drink, our product, came from some research was being done for the Navy SEAL program, because the Navy SEALs are like max peak performance. Like, they're like the best of the best of the best as far as physical goes. And Dr. Dominique Augustino started noticing when they would dive too quick, too deep, and they had some breathing apparatus problems that would cause neurotoxicity, and they would have seizures. And so he knew, because he's incredibly brilliant when in the space of everything, but in the space of ketosis specifically, he knew that they needed to be in ketosis to support their brain. But he also knew that the diet was too risky because of our world nowadays and all of the things we have readily available. Most of us are incapable of producing ketones to the level that we need to sustain it. So he created our beta-hydroxybutyrate, our BHB, or our blood ketone body, and he started to incorporate it into the Navy SEAL program. He started to find incredible things were happening, far beyond what he hoped or wanted, but like everything was improving. They were getting better mentally, they were getting better physically, they would sleep better. And he knew that he had something incredible that he needed to get into the marketplace, into the masses, but at that point in time, they did not taste good. Ketones alone are very bitter. They taste like a crushed up aspirin or something along those lines. So the masses probably wouldn't drink those. And that's when he partnered with our company, Prove It, to bring together amazing flavors, amazing taste with his amazing technology. And that's what has brought us to where we are today. Now, from there, it's just become better and better and better. And, like, my mind has been blown at the things that we've been able to improve. And I'm like, it just can't get better. And then it does. Our Keto Nat is now completely natural. So it's bioidentical, bioavailable. Your body recognizes it as if you produced it on its own in your liver. And it just, I mean, it's incredible. So drinking KetoNat puts you into a therapeutic level of ketosis within a half an hour of drinking it every single time. Now, if you know the diet or you've tried the diet, if you're lucky, you start to dust the surface or see some ketones on whatever measures that you're taking within maybe 7 days. And then, you know, eating one wrong thing kicks you right out. So this is just a biohack. It's just a better way. It's produced by the fermentation process, so it's incredibly good for us. Amazing on every level, and then we have so many different other options as well now, Keto Up and all of those good things that are instant ketosis. But it's just, it's a phenomenal lifestyle. It's an amazing, 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 amazing product. There's nothing that touches it. We're covered by so many patents. It's incredible. And it's just been a huge life-changing thing for me. Like, I'm very passionate about sharing this because I feel it's like a moral obligation for me. It's been a gift, and I feel like I get to now pass that gift on to as many people who want to hear about it, who are ready for better. So hopefully that wasn't just a bunch of rambling, and that you kind of started to learn a little bit about my journey. So I drink my ketones. Let me talk a little bit about my nutrition. I get that question a lot. I drink my ketones twice a day without fail every single day. That's just something I will do for the rest of my life from the knowledge that I've gained and what I know about ketones. I then listen to the cues that my body is giving me. If I'm hungry, I eat. If I'm not, I don't. So I do a lot of intermittent fasting because I'm not hungry a lot of times. But when I'm hungry, I feed and fuel my body. I do a low-carb lifestyle, so more like a modified Atkins. I don't do a super, super high fat, but I'm not afraid of fat. I love fat. Like, I heard a thing the other day that made me giggle because it's perfect. It said, don't blame the butter for what the bread did, essentially meaning, like, we need fat, but fat and carbs together is where we go wrong. Fat alone is incredible. It's what our brain and our body, like, you feel amazing when you live in a low-carb, higher-fat lifestyle. So I'm not super crazy strict counting every calorie, but I have learned to listen to what I need, and I use food as fuel. Now, don't get me wrong. In the past, in the gym, I would hear, like, these, I'm going to call them big muscle heads. I love them, but you know what I mean, saying, oh, food's fuel. Why do people give it so much? And I wanted to, like, throat punch them because they're, like, eating boiled chicken with nothing on it. That kind of an idea. That's not what I mean when I say I eat food as fuel. Food is fuel. Food is amazing. But when you know the kinds of fuel that you need, you can actually have incredibly satisfying. Like, I eat different kinds of chocolate. I eat different kinds of desserts. I eat steaks, I eat hamburgers. I mean, so many amazing, satisfying things that I never, ever, ever feel in that deprivation state of a quote unquote diet, because that's not what it is. And that's been a huge fun part for me, learning and living the lifestyle and understanding that no matter what, like we have the option to have incredible food that's very satisfying. Hydration is absolutely essential. Water alone is just not enough. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're doing, what lifestyle you're living. People need electrolytes and minerals to be properly hydrated, but especially in the ketogenic lifestyle, you're burning everything faster, so it can accentuate dehydration. So a lot of people that feel, you know, the keto flu or the like bloating or headaches or any of those things, fatigue, that is definitely a huge indication that you are dehydrated, and we just need to get some awesome quality electrolytes and minerals into the game for you. And a lot of times if people are plateauing, that's the case. Just hydration, it's such a simple tweak, it's such a simple fix, but it's such a different concept for people to understand that it's been fun to be able to help and teach people. Just a very simple tweak can make all the difference in the world. So I'm going to go ahead and open it up now. Everybody is muted, so if you want to ask a question, you can see the little red microphone. Just push that so that you unmute yourself, and feel free to ask any questions that you have. Either everybody's being shy, or I'm just that efficient. No, I'm just kidding. How about this? I'm gonna take everybody off of mute just for a second, just in case. Before I do that, let me just say, if you're ready, if you're interested in giving this lifestyle a try, reach out to whoever invited you to this call. Grab a 5 or a 10-day trial pack, and I promise you, if you give this lifestyle 90 days, you stay hydrated, and you start to let your body guide you to what it needs, you will not recognize your life in 90 days from now. So on that note, I'm going to go ahead and unmute everybody. So fair warning, you're being unmuted. And then from there, if you have a question, feel free to ask, because maybe that's the problem. And then if that's not the case, then we will go ahead and end the call. So, if you have a question, feel free to ask.
Hi, Jeff. This is Bridget in Virginia. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hey there. I have a question.
Yeah.
I've web talked to you before, so as you know, I am a Prove-It member, and I absolutely love these products. I'm new, and so I come on some calls to
Yes.
get answers. My question is, for those that don't have a perfect ketogenic diet, so if they are eating carbs, can you explain, like, so if you drink the drink and then you are going to go into ketosis, you know, within an hour of drinking that, if you then a couple hours later then eat something that has carbs, are you back out of it? It's like on again, off again, on again, off again. And so
So that's a great
can you
question.
explain that?
Yep, absolutely. So I'm going to go ahead and mute out again just for just a second, and then gotta love that little warning. Okay, so that's a great question. So what she was asking is, if you drink ketones and you get into ketosis and then you do eat carbs, right? Are you kicked out of ketosis? Like, how does that look? So a cool thing is that when you drink your keto NAT, within a half an hour you're in ketosis, and you're there for 4 to 6 hours, no matter what. As you start to really get fat or keto adapted, even though maybe you don't decide to change your diet will naturally start to change, and you'll start to eat less carbs. You won't be able to eat as much food no matter what. So from there, being in ketosis at all ever is awesome. Like, the longer you can be in ketosis, the better. If you're in it just 4 to 6 hours a day every day, that's great. You're going to get amazing benefits. Now, if from there you're really looking to maximize the fat loss benefits, that's where we need to make some changes consciously. But yes, essentially, you know, after that 4 to 6 hours, if you eat a very low-carb diet, you can stay in ketosis for up to 24 hours from one drink. But if you do start to incorporate a lot of carbs back in, it's an easier fuel. Your body's going to convert back over to switching to burn that. It's not that that's a bad thing to go back and forth, but you just don't, you'll feel the difference. The unfortunate part is you feel awesome when you're in ketosis and you start to realize how much it doesn't feel good to burn glucose as your main fuel source. So essentially, like, you'll start to very quickly learn, like, maybe I want to do a little less of that. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, my husband did not change his diet at first. He was a really hard sell. It took him a year of watching my journey and me losing 100 pounds for him to try the drink. I give him grief for it all the time. But he was like, okay, well, if this is what it says it is, I'm really going to test it. And I was like, oh boy, here we go, right? But it was true. So everything I just said was very true. So he would still eat the things that he loved that were not serving him well, right? But all of a sudden, instead of going and getting, I'm not kidding you guys, he'd get Little Caesar's pizzas, gross. He would eat a slice and be totally satisfied, where before in the past, he would eat the whole pizza and a 2 liter of Mountain Dew. So even though he didn't mentally change his diet changed. And within 7 months, he was a completely different person. He lost 50 pounds and he gained 15 pounds of muscle because he adapted and his diet did change, but he never felt deprived, which is the coolest part. So, any more questions that you guys have?
Hey, Jess?
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, sorry if there's background noise.
No, there's not at all.
Okay, good. So we just had kind of this come up a couple times. I know you said that now that we have the NAT, when we do the 5-day or 10-day experience packs, we don't have to tell them to start with a half a packet for the first few days. That might still be some confusion with some people. Do you want to maybe go through that a little bit, explain that?
Totally.
So that we know for sure. Yeah.
Yes. So basically, our bodies have to go through a period of time that's called fat adaption or keto adaption. We're those people who, if a little's good, then more is better. And that's not necessarily the case with ketones, specifically right out the gate. So essentially, to become keto or fat adapted, our bodies have to know how to efficiently take the ketones to convert them into burning fat as its main fuel source. We only have so many different little quote-unquote drivers at first that are able to do that. So if we drink more ketones, it's no problem. It's never going to cause any harm. They're just going to go right through you. Sometimes you can get a little GI distress. That doesn't need to be something that you deal with or live with, right? So I always kind of tell people, like, come in with a half a pack, 8 ounces of water, shake it up really, really good, take 15 minutes to drink it because the absorption is better if you take 15 minutes for a half or 30 minutes for a full pack. It's just the right amount of absorption. You get the most amount of ketones in your blood. And from there, if you're drinking a half a pack that first day and you feel awesome, then go up to a full and your body will get adapted very quickly. Now, if at any point you start to feel a little GI distress, running to the bathroom kind of an idea, just back off just a little bit or slow down just a little bit until that clears up, and then go back to drinking a full pack. So 9 out of 10 people are just fine and they feel amazing and it's like incredible. That little percentage maybe just doesn't have quite as many of those quote unquote drivers, but your body produces more as you go. So that's where you get more and more and more adapted. And that's one of the first things that you get to start learning to listen to yourself. Everybody's so very different. And so I always tell people, here's the deal. If you feel anything but awesome, reach out, because there's probably a very quick solution. But if you don't reach out, you're never going to know. The cool thing about ketones is they work 100% of the time for 100% of the people. We just have to help understand what that process can look like and that it's different for everybody. But if you trust and you hang on and you do this with us, we've kind of been able to prove that it works, right? And we will help you through the process. So most of the time, again, with the keto nat, so let me tell you, the orange dream, every single person experienced that. It was bad. But now with the keto nat, our bodies convert and recognize it so much more naturally that it just that just doesn't happen hardly ever. But if it does, don't think there's something wrong with you or that it's not good for you. It's just your body learning to adapt. Did that help answer that?
Yes, thank you. That was perfect.
Why, thank you. Any more questions, you guys? Well, then we will go ahead and wrap this call up. These are going to be calls that we're going to do at least weekly, if not biweekly. So feel free to invite other people. I just, you know, being able to spread the message and help answer questions and confusion is always my goal. Again, I'm not, you know, a doctor, scientist, anything like that. I'm just a girl that learned from the School of Hard Knocks, and I've kind of gathered some information along the way, and as much as I can help other people is what my goal is in life. So thank you guys so much for your time, for being here. Hopefully this helped to answer some questions and to give you a little direction. I can tell you that it's amazing, and we're just getting started, and it's just going to get better and better and better. So again, thank you guys. I look forward to our next call, and I will talk to you all soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jess.
Absolutely.